The official timepiece says 8:30, so I'll call the meeting of the Montana Public Employees Retirement Board to order. Remind everybody that this is being recorded. By being present here, you're consenting to being recorded. Records of the Montana Public Retirement Board records the meetings as its official minutes. Said when you do speak, please speak to the microphone and identify yourself when doing so. I do especially like item number 7. Always keep in mind that the recording will not be edited. No content will be cut, so don't say anything that you might have to be called up before a congressional subcommittee at some point in the future. Next order of business, we'll do the roll call. If you would proceed, please, Cynthia.
President Maggie Peterson is traveling today. Rich Hickel.
Here.
Dave Gall.
Here.
Barry Halpern.
Here.
Doug Carey.
Present.
Jason Stroh.
Here.
And Sonia Woods is absent.
Okay. We'll do the public introductions. If we could start here with Mr. Villa.
Good morning. I'm Dan Villa. I'm the Executive Director of the Board of Investments.
Jim Elizia and Vera.
Nick Dimitrovich and Vera.
Lori, Professional Firefighters.
Mark Murphy, I'm representing myself.
Holly Wrestler and Vera.
David Swenson and Vera.
Kyle Hartsey and Vera.
Joel Garrett, Higgins, Firefighters.
George Richards, Firefighters.
John Foster, Firefighters. Kelly Lee, Firefighters.
Dave Meslowski, Firefighters.
And online we have Liz Davidson, and from Impera, Brenda, Joel, Sherry, and Terry.
Bill Hallahan, Impera.
George Schwinden, Executive Director, Impera.
Thank you. Are there any members of the, they said the next item is the public member comment. If there's any members of the public who wish to comment on an item, said that's not on the agenda and that is within the auspices of the Public Employees Retirement Board, you may do so, but with the understanding that there may not be any action taken unless it becomes officially part of the agenda. Oh, Mr. Murphy.
Thank you very much. And I just have a slight suggestion. When I attended SAVA a couple of weeks ago, the board chair requested suggestions for what SAVA should look at for the future going forward in pensions. And I had one, and I thought I'd start here with you folks because you have a fiduciary duty to look at these things. And what I was thinking of was the DC plan. You published some data this time that shows fund balances spread over different age groups. And I was a state employee when the DC plan was created a little over 20 years ago. And in fact, when I went back and looked, there was a workbook that the department or the board put out to help people make the choice, the election between DC and the regular DB plans. And so what I thought at this point was looking at those numbers, it would be a good time for the board and for SAVA to look if your fiduciary responsibilities that you adopted 20 years ago are actually being met. And so what this book contains is a number of predictions about the future. The future didn't quite turn out the same way the book said it was going to turn out. And there are major changes. And as far as I can determine, I don't think the board has ever conducted an experience study on the DC plan. And so what were your goals when you set it up? Have you accomplished those goals? And have you met your fiduciary duty to the 5,300 people who are now part of the plan? And so you have 20 years of data to look at. As far as I can determine, it's never been looked at before. And this seems to be an appropriate time to do it. Just a suggestion, folks. I know you can't ask questions, but I will remain and listen to Mr. Bello's presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. With that, I guess that it would be an appropriate time to say the Montana Public Employees Retirement Board, as fiduciaries, administers its retirement plans and trust funds, acting in the best interest of the members and its beneficiaries. Anything more from the public to comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the educational portion of the meeting.